Speaking One. Good afternoon. My name is Tom and this is my colleague Mary. What are your names, please?
I'm Rocío.
And I'm Jonathan.
Nice to meet both of you. First of all, we'd like to find something out about you. Rocío, where are you from?
I was born in Madrid, Spain.
Excellent. And what do you enjoy most about studying English?
I really like how there is always something new to learn. The language is constantly being updated and I love a new challenge.
That's great. Jonathan, what do you do here in Madrid?
I work as a waiter in a restaurant and I also focus on English during the weekends.
And how long have you been studying English?
I've been studying English for about 15 years since I was 8 or 9 years old.
Can both of you tell me something that you couldn't live without?
Well, I definitely couldn't live without my dog. He's been a great friend for many years.
And you, Rocío?
I would have to say that I couldn't live without my cell phone. It seems like everything I do is related to it.
Okay, now in this section of the exam, I'm going to show you each a set of 3 pictures. You'll talk about them on your own for a minute, and then you'll have a chance to answer a brief question about your partner's pictures. Rocío, it's your turn first. Here are your pictures. They show children taking part in different childhood activities. I'd like you to compare 2 of the pictures and talk about the different ways these children are learning through their activities and also about why a parent would want their child to do these types of things. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to compare the picture where the child is running and the picture where the 2 boys are playing in the snow. Children can learn a lot from exercising. They can learn discipline, how to work hard, and overall, the exercise is important. A parent would want their child to take part because it can instill good values at a young age. And as you can see in the picture, if it is a race of some sort, you can give them the satisfaction of finishing a task. In the snow picture, we can see the importance of letting children have fun, telling them that it is important. With something like this, you can also teach them things like being fair, so they don't cross any line or something like that. As a parent, you want your children to be able to play and take advantage of something like a snowstorm. But in this case, you would definitely want to make sure it doesn't get too out of hand.
Thank you. Jonathan, which picture shows the best way for a child to learn?
I will have to say it's the one where the child is finishing their running race. It may seem obvious that the answer is the children studying in the class, but I think there is always time for traditional learning. And whenever you can, show your child that there are other ways to learn lessons in life is a good thing. Like Rocío said, they feel good about completing something, and I think that it can be very good teaching tools in many ways. I really don't see that many ways to learn with a picture in the snow. It could actually be bad, like a fight.
Okay, thank you. Now, Jonathan, here is your set of pictures. They show people relaxing in different ways. I'd like you to compare 2 of the pictures and say how it could help them relieve tension, and also why they might choose that way in place of a different manner. Okay?
Well, I'm going to compare the picture with the 2 people in the mountain and the picture with the man reading a book. I think having experiences in nature is a great way to take your mind off other things. These 2 people probably like to do outdoor things and see beautiful sights like Wundi's mountains. Maybe they understand things like the fact that the world is a very big place and it helps them to relax if they see all these things around them. The boy on the couch is relaxed physically and mentally. And I think many people use reading as a way to relax. You can be peaceful and not be thinking about anything else, just what you are reading in the book. Maybe he comes home after a long day working and it is the best way for him to focus on something other than his work. For example, maybe he's reading a fantasy book to take him away from the real world.
Thank you, Jonathan. Rocío, which picture would be the closest to how you would prefer to relax?
Well, I would definitely have to choose the picture at the beach. For me, there's nothing better than being able to relax with nice weather, close to the water. It would really let me shut off. And like Jonathan, I have a dog at home, so I think it would be a great way for my dog and me to spend time together away from a big city. I like reading, but not so much that it is the first thing I think of when I want to relax. And sometimes I like to be outside. but I would much rather prefer to be at the beach than to be on a mountain or something close to that. I have never lived near the beach, so it could be a holiday where I am relaxing away from working.
Thank you. Now, you're going to talk about something together for 3 minutes. Here are some pictures showing people studying in different ways. First, talk to each other about what each picture is showing in terms of studying, and then decide together which way you think would be the most effective, okay?
You have a traditional classroom setting where the students are learning from their teacher, and maybe this is good because the students are familiar with this process.
Yes, as long as the teacher has the students' attention, I think they could accomplish a lot of studying. There is also the picture where the parents are helping the children study. And I think this is good because it can give the children more motivation because they know they can please their parents.
Oh, I agree. I can see a picture where a girl is studying alone, but also listening to music. Some people might need more stimulation to keep them going if they have a lot of studying. And it seems with all her books, she needs to study a lot.
There's also the picture here where the boy is studying alone, but he isn't listening to music. He's using a laptop, which is a very popular way to study with many resources. He can find the information he needs fast, and maybe not studying for hours and hours. But then I also see the picture where there is a group studying together. They all may be helping each other, but maybe they talk a lot together, and they don't study as much as they need to.
And then there is the picture with one-to-one help, like a private class, maybe. This is a great way to study because the teacher doesn't have to focus on anyone else, like a whole class in one of the other pictures. Any question that the student has, the teacher can answer to just him. Jonathan, which do you think is the most effective way to study?
In my opinion, I think it's the one you just talked about. For one-to-one attention, you can accomplish the most. It takes less time and you learn the most, so I think it is effective. Do you agree?
Yes, I definitely agree. I like the photo where the parents are helping the children. But I think the most effective way of all of the pictures is if you have one person who can answer all of your questions. For some of the others, I think it can be hard to study alone sometimes, especially if there's so much to do.
Thank you. And do you think it is important to give students special attention?
I think some students need special attention, but it isn't necessary to give all the students that attention, and it would be unfair to some teachers to ask them to do that. I think that's why it's good to have the parents helping.
And Jonathan, if you study alone, do you prefer to listen to music as well?
Yes, I do. If there is no music or something else, it is very hard for me to only concentrate on the books. I definitely prefer to have some music to help me when I study.
Thank you both. That's the end of the exam.